welcome to another edition of Religion and Rock. I'm Monsignor Jim Vlon. Here is our producer and our engineer, Stephen the Man Chaldone.
Hey there.
How we doing? All good?
Just blazing through summer.
Yeah, you know, I got to tell you, give you the tomato report.
Okay.
Giant, as big as softballs.
Really?
These are mutant.
But
these are
what are they? Or heirloom or old?
They're heirloom,
old
ones.
Heirloom ones.
But I have a whole bunch of plums. I got a whole bunch of tomatoes. You got to come
love
by for tomatoes.
Plum tomatoes.
Well, get ready. Come by. Come on by, Sheldon. I'm going to make some sauce.
How's the basil?
Basil's
because I know
peaking.
That's there too.
Peaking. I'm going to have to make pesto. Gallons of it.
Gallons of pesto.
It's a good thing. You know, it's fun in the summertime to have a little garden. I really love it. I don't have it. Like, it's not giant. I mean, what we're talking about is not a giant piece of property. Yeah?
No, but it yields a lot.
It yields a lot. I've got a lot going on this year. I'm excited about it. I also belong to a community garden, you know, and that's a lot of fun, too, because you go down there, and basically there it's kale.
You get,
like, here's a whole bag of kale
you
for the
get
week.
Whatever they grow, here it is.
So it's been a lot of leafy things so far. I'm looking forward to kicking in some things. It might be orb kind of round and carrots and stuff
and
like that.
And not green.
Yeah, we'll see how it goes. But a lot of kale. So I've been enjoying the kale. You know, you make kale pesto. Not bad, Sheldon.
Okay.
It's a pretty good thing. So I'm getting through it all, you know. It's getting near that time. I don't know. You're going to take a little time this summer, a little vacation?
I'm going to at some point. I'm trying to figure out where and when.
Good. Yeah, same thing for me. I'm going to take a couple of weeks in August, I think. Get away. Go maybe to Shelter Island. Take a little break out there. But, you know, there's something great about taking a break, recognizing God's presence in the midst of stopping. Not all of us can go on the exotic vacation, but the simple vacation makes a big difference. And that's what we're looking at on Religion and Rock, finding God in the midst of vacation and relaxation in our lives. To start us off, this is Sheryl Crow. It's called Soak Up the Sun.
I'm gonna tell him gonna soak up the sun. I got my 45 on, so I can rock on.
Funny thing, I think back to my senior summer, and I was at the beach every single day. You know, Jones Beach, one of the best beaches in the world right here on Long Island, and soaking up that sun like crazy with baby oil. You know, today you would never do it in 1,000 years. Now I go out, I go like I'm going on the moon, walking on the moon. You know, I have a big full suit on, a hat, glasses, everything. It's funny how our sense of the sun has kind of changed, but I have to say, there's nothing quite like a sunny day, is there? There's nothing quite like sitting out on the backyard porch or on the deck on a sunny day or a sunny morning. There's something great about that. You know, I think sun is a beautiful gift. Light is a great gift to us. They even sell these lights now, inside lights. If we don't have enough light in our lives, we just sit in front of a light bulb to soak up light so that our attitude is better. It's an interesting thing, you know? It kind of feeds our spirituality. Like these beautiful summer days can really feed our spirituality, help us to grow, help us to see God in our lives a little more clearly, because there's a sense of goodness and hope that comes from sunny days. It just kind of feeds humanity. We feel good on a day like that. And it's important to do that, important to kind of find our God in the midst of those things and say, yeah, thanks for this great gift of a beautiful day, the gift of this beautiful atmosphere we get to live in, you know, this great environment. Help us to take care of it and help us to recognize your presence in the midst of it. It's really beautiful. The next one is exactly about that. This is Genesis. It's called Home by the Sea.
Shadows.
I sometimes think about that, taking living by the water for granted. Like how you think of like this country, think of a map of America. You know, the overwhelming majority of land is not by the water, right? Obviously. So there's something interesting about living by the water and how we sometimes take that so much for granted. The ocean, the sea is a beautiful, beautiful gift, and it's something that's amazing, right, to live near. But it's also an awesome thing. It's a frightening thing sometimes. You know, make it 7 or 8 feet tall and taller than usual, and all of a sudden you have some big trouble, right? So there's something interesting about it. But living by the sea, there are certain things that, you know, you just kind of take for granted that other people, I guess, wish they had. Think of the smell if you live by the beach, you know? And you might be laughing at yourself saying, yeah, that bad smell too. I said, sure, that's part of it. But that smell of the ocean is something that's so beautiful. It just kind of brings me back. All of that, I think, feeds a sort of natural spirituality. I mean, if there was a song Home by the Forest, we'd play that too, because the same thing is kind of true, right? There's a certain forest noise and a forest smell that's something kind of great. Same thing with the sea. There's a certain sea noise and a sea, you know, smell that's something great. All of those things, I think, are part of what this vacation time and relaxation time is all about. We need to find those things in our life, find those little moments we can steal away, even in the midst of a time of year where, for some of us, we're very busy. You know, it depends on who you are and what you do for a living, right? Some of us, this is our time, so it can't happen now, but maybe at another time. Maybe in the fall is when we smell those leaves, and there's that moment to kind of let our senses encounter God in the midst of the environment. There's something really powerful about that. Here's an old one from Billy Joel. This is called Traveling Prayer.
Take a look on around tonight and find where my baby is gonna be. Hey Lord, would you look out for her tonight, cause she is far across the sea. Hey Lord, would you look out for her tonight and make sure that she's gonna be alright and things are gonna be alright with me. Hey Lord, would you look out for her tonight and make sure that all her dreams are sweet. Then now would you guide her along the roads and make them soft for her feet. Hey Lord, would you look out for her tonight and make sure that she's gonna be alright until she's home and here with me. Hey Lord, would you look out for her tonight if she is sleeping under the sky. Then now make sure the ground she's sleeping on is always warm and dry. Don't you give her too much rain. Try to keep her away from pain, because my baby hates to cry. Hey Lord, would you look out for her tonight, cause it gets rough along the way. Said now my song seems strange, it's just because I don't know how to pray. Won't you give her peace of mind, and if you ever find the time, won't you tell her I miss her every day.
Billy Billy Joel, Traveling Prayer. Kind of funny. You hear his voice there. It's very, very young. You think about how our lives, you know, have helped us to grow in so many ways. All of the traveling that we've done through life. Now, some of us, you know, have traveled extensively. I have friends who have traveled all over the world. I mean, it's incredible when they tell you stories about African safaris and visits to the Great Wall of China and Russia and, you know, Italy and all of these things. And then there's the people I know who've gone upstate, you know, and but they've traveled life. You know, they haven't gone far, but they've traveled life. There's something great about that, you know. There's something great about that ability to say, yeah, you know what, throughout my life, throughout this journey, God's been with me. And then I've been asking God's help to be with me through it all. And there's something good about that traveling prayer, because all of us are on some kind of journey, right? We're all kind of heading somewhere. And it's recognizing that, to recognize, yeah, it's important for us to recognize that God's with us on that journey of our life. Certainly there are times when it's very tough, right? There are times when not just we can't go on vacation, the life is no vacation, right? There are times when life is difficult. There are times when it's hard to get up every day. It's hard to do what we do because we're sad, we're depressed, we're addicted, we're disappointed in what's happened in our life. The reality is we get up every day somehow, huh? There's some kind of sense of hope that calls us beyond that. If you're in the midst of some kind of turmoil right now, you know, pray for that gift of hope, the hope that gets us up, the hope that sets off that alarm clock every day and says, yeah, it's time to get up again now. It's time to get up and try to make something out of this day and ask God to help us to dig out. There's something important. You know, with God, we get out of that stuff and we begin to travel. We begin to move. We begin to see progress. If you look back at your life, hopefully it's been about progress. Hopefully it's about moving forward and recognizing God's presence in the midst of the move in our lives. Here's Talking Heads. This is called Road to Nowhere.
Well, we know where we're going, but we don't know where we've been. And we know what we're knowing, but we can't say what we've seen. And we're not little children, and we know what we want.
Yeah.
Well, hopefully that's not you. We could have played Nowhere Man, too, for this, right? Yeah, hopefully that's not you. Hopefully you recognize that there is a direction. Direction in our lives is important. And sometimes I sometimes think the same thing. When we take vacation, we've just stopped the road. We've stopped the travel. We've stopped what we're doing, and we'll get back to our lives when we get home. Well, that's not necessarily true. You know, it's not really as linear as that, is it? No, our lives kind of always are growing and always changing and always developing. So, yeah, vacation, relaxation, those moments feed the rest of our lives, you know, and there's very important notions connected to that, that even in our prayer, like the prayer is not disconnected, right? It's not that we're praying at 5 o'clock in the morning and then at 6 o'clock we hang that up for the day. No, it's all incorporated into everything. So it all kind of becomes who we are. It all becomes part of our personality, part of our faith life, part of what we present to the world, what we present back to God. So nobody's on the road to nowhere. No one's a nowhere man. We're all connected somehow, and there's something very valuable about that connection because that helps us to grow. It helps us to see who we are, and it gives a context, you know, to the gifts we have in our lives. Nobody's on the road to nowhere. We're all on the road somewhere. It's about using those gifts to get where God has called us to be. That's going to make all the difference in the world. Here's the Allman Brothers. This is called Blue Sky.
Thank you.
Hi, Monsignor Jim. You're listening to Religion and Rock. We're talking about vacation and relaxation today. Yeah, people can actually become a blue sky for us. They can become like a mini vacation. It's hard to believe, right? But it's true. There are people in our lives who can actually help us to feel relaxed. You know, when we're around our really close friends, it's a little different than being around our boss, right? There's something great about that. The other day, I don't know if you've seen this, probably everybody on earth has seen it now, the James Corden carpool karaoke with Paul McCartney, which I think is one of the best pieces of video television I've ever seen in my life. It is such a moving and beautiful thing. And I got all teary-eyed, you know, when I saw it. And not just because I've met Paul McCartney and because I've been a Beatles fan my entire life. No, not just that. It's just beautiful. It's about a beautiful story about a beautiful person. And it was sort of like a little mini vacation. I wouldn't even think about doing anything else during that. There was something so nice. Sometimes we get caught up in things like that, and it's beautiful. Sometimes you're listening to music, and you get lost in the music. Isn't that great? What a beautiful gift that is. And I think that's something that God calls all of us to come to recognize these beautiful moments that we receive through the gift of art, through the gift of people in our lives that really change our lives for good. Here's Bob Seger. This is called Kathmandu.
I think I'm going to Kathmandu. I think it's really where I'm going to. Hey, if I ever get out of here, that's what I'm gonna do. Kathmandu. I think it's really where I'm going to. Against the West Coast, Warner Brothers, that's a good host. I raise my whiskey glass, give them a toast. I'm sure they know it's true. I got no rap against Southern states. Every time that I've been there, it's been great. But now I'm leaving and I can't be late. And to myself and you, that's why I'm going to Kathmandu. Hey, if I ever get out of here, that's what I'm gonna do. Oh,
You have that place that brings you closer to God. You have that place you love to be, that lake you love to go fishing in, or the place you love to walk. Those are our moments, right? Those are those moments that kind of bring us that recharge. I know in my life, probably in your life, you know, we don't all have the luxury of taking a lot of time off. So sometimes it's got to be like an afternoon vacation. And I have times where I can just do that. I can take a couple hours and just have to do the best I can with a couple hours. And those moments can really recharge us. So it's about finding that moment, wherever it is, where we can get a little break. Maybe it's taking a walk around the park today. Maybe it's eating lunch outside. Those little things can help us to focus on God in the midst of this beautiful time of year and help us to really celebrate His presence in our lives. Here's Led Zeppelin, Over the Hills and Far Away.
Me
Led Zeppelin. You know, in our lives, we have those moments too, don't we, where we go up to the mountains? I was just recently invited by some friends up to their house in upstate New York. And you know what? You forget sometimes, like when you're driving around, and I'm in Manhattan, you know, once a week, and I have to confess to you, and I'm glad to do, I'm not a big Manhattan guy. I go there because we have television studios there and we do some work there, but I wouldn't vacation necessarily in Manhattan. I know millions of people do and love it. I get it. But we drive maybe 45 minutes up north of Manhattan, and all of a sudden you're in this land that seems like another country. You know, it's such an interesting thing. Green mountains and hills and all of this beauty, and all of a sudden the air quality changes dramatically, and you're opening up the windows of the car and driving with the windows open. What does this say? You know, it says that God has blessed us, and there's something beautiful about that, you know? When are the times you've gone on those family vacations and you never forget the moments, you know? There's something important about that. Thank God for the gift of the efforts of our parents who took us away, and now we pass it on, you know, and we take away our kids because it makes such a huge difference to kind of build those foundations that talk about finding God and celebrating that environment and that relaxation that's so important in our lives. Here's Whitesnake, Here I Go Again.
I don't know where I'm going, but I sure know where I've been. Hanging on the promises and the songs of yesterday, and I've made up my mind. I ain't wasting no more time. Here I go. Searching for an answer, I never seem to find what I'm looking for. Lord, I pray you give me strength to carry on, 'cause I know what it means to walk along the lonely street.
lot of us have a rhythm. We go on the same kind of vacation every year, same place, because that's the place where we found peace, where we find God. There's nothing wrong with that. I think that helps us to grow. Important thing about our lives. Hey, here's Aerosmith. This is called Dream On. Those little mind vacations too, right? Take a little break from the craziness of our everyday and ask God to help us, calm us down, focus us. Those things make a huge difference in our lives. Kind of find that moment every day where we can be at peace, we can be at prayer, and kind of recognize the refueling we need. Hey, here's Bruce Springsteen, Waiting on a Sunny Day. Who isn't waiting on a sunny day? We're all waiting on a sunny day. It's about finding peace in the midst of our lives, finding a moment where we can take a break and recognize that God is there walking with us every day, to work, from work, all of that. Hey, if you can't get off Long Island, go to Adventureland, ride the Tilt-A-Whirl. There's lots of ways we can take a break. It doesn't take a lot. It can take a little bit and make all the difference in the world. So yeah, God calls us to enjoy this time of year and find his intense presence in the midst of these moments where we can take a break, refuel, and find him again. You've been listening to Religion and Rock. It's hosted by me, Monsignor Jim Vlaughn, and it's engineered and produced by the man who's relaxing by the pool right now, Stephen Chaldone. Have a wonderful week, everyone, and don't forget, say a prayer.